Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Kansas City Athletics and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bert Campaneris. Batting second. The second baseman, John Donaldson. Batting third. The left fielder, Jim Gosger. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ken Harrelson. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Rick Monday. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Mike Hershberger. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Dick Green. Batting eighth. The catcher, Phil Roof. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Paul Lindblad. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Paul Lindblad. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Walt Williams. Batting second. The second baseman, Wayne Causey. Batting third. The right fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Pete Ward. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Dick Kenworthy. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jerry McNairtney. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Aurelio Montegudo. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Aurelio Montegudo. And now, play ball. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donaldson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger takes first base on ball four. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gosger moves to second. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gosger scores. Harrelson moves to second. It's 1-0, Athletics. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Harrelson scores. Monday moves to third. It's 2-0, Athletics. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a pop-up towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Gosger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey strikes out. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Athletics. Paul Lindblad is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindblad hits a ball on the ground towards first. Ward scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lindblad for the out. One out. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0-for-1 in the game. Campaneris takes first base on ball 4. Don McMahon now pitching. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Campaneris. The throw from McNairtney and he is safe. Campaneris steals second. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donaldson is 0 for 1 in the game. Donaldson takes first base on ball 4. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Gosger strikes out. Two outs. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Harrelson hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Donaldson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Donaldson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Kenworthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kenworthy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Green fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Monday hits a ball on the ground towards first. Ward scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Monday for the out. One out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hershberger strikes out. Two outs. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 1 in the game. Green hits a ball on the ground towards first. Ward juggles the ball. That's an error on Ward. Green moves to second. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Roof hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney hits a pop-up towards short. Campaneris settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Donaldson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marv Steele pinch hits for Don McMahon. Marv Steele is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steele hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. John Buzzard now pitching. Paul Lindblad is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindblad is 0 for 1 in the game. Lindblad hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Campaneris hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donaldson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Donaldson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Ward scoops it up and throws to first, with Buzzard covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams is hit by the pitch. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 1 in the game. Causey hits a fly ball into center field. Munday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 1 in the game. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards third. Green fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Gosger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Ward scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gosger for the out. One out. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Harrelson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Causey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Munday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munday is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Munday hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. Ward hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Roof settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 1 in the game. Hansen hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Munday. Hansen reaches second base with a double. Dick Kenworthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kenworthy is 0 for 1 in the game. Kenworthy strikes out. Two outs. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney is 0 for 1 in the game. McNairtney hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Donaldson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 2 in the game. Green bunts towards third. Kenworthy fields it and throws to first for the out. Hershberger moves to second. One out. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Roof hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. McNairtney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Lindblad is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindblad is 0 for 2 in the game. Lindblad hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Stewart pinch hits for John Buzzard. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a fly ball into center field. Munday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Williams hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Locker now pitching. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Campaneris takes first base on ball 4. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Campaneris. The throw from McNairtney and he is safe. Campaneris steals second. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donaldson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Donaldson takes first base on ball 4. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Gosger hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Campaneris moves to third. Donaldson moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen misplays the ball. That's an error on Hansen. Campaneris scores. Donaldson scores. Gosger moves to third. It's 5-0, Athletics. Rick Munday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Harrelson. The throw from McNairtney and he is safe. Harrelson steals second. Rick Munday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munday is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Munday hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gosger tags and scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 6-0, Athletics. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Harrelson. The throw from McNairtney and he is safe. Harrelson steals third. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Hershberger takes first base on ball 4. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from McNairtney to Causey covering second. The throw back to home, and Harrelson is out at the plate. Two outs. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Locker. Hershberger moves to second. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 2 in the game. Green strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 2 in the game. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lindblad fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 2 in the game. Agee takes first base on ball 4. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 2 in the game. Ward hits a fly ball into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Hansen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Roof hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Paul Lindblad is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindblad is 0-for-3 in the game. Lindblad bunts towards third. Ken Worthy fields it and throws to first for the out. Roof moves to second. One out. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Campaneris is hit by the pitch. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donaldson is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Donaldson takes first base on ball 4. Roof moves to third. Campaneris moves to second. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Gosger strikes out. Two outs. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Harrelson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Ken Worthy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dick Kenworthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kenworthy is 0-for-2 in the game. Kenworthy hits a fly ball into left field. Gosger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney is 0-for-2 in the game. McNairtney hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-2 in the game. Berry strikes out. Two outs. Don Buford pinch hits for Bob Locker. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McNairtney moves to second. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bruce Howard now pitching. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Monday hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-0, Athletics. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hershberger hits a fly ball into right field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-3 in the game. Green hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ken Worthy fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Roof hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ken Worthy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ted Kubiak now playing shortstop. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-3 in the game. Causey hits a fly ball into left field. Gosger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy AG is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. AG is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, AG hits a fly ball into left field. Gosger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 3 in the game. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Donaldson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Athletics, 7, and Chicago White Sox, 0. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.